I think it's my time for you. It's about that time, girl. You getting it there?
What's going on, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by Hidden Colors 5. That's going to be in theaters all around the country August 1st. That's going to be in a few months. Hidden Colors 5. Go to hiddencolorsfilm.com for more information. Tickets are going to go on sale for the screenings next week. So that's hiddencolorsfilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. And over here to my right, we have our lovely co-host. We have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
What's up, Tariq? I'm good. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. Welcome back.
This ain't goddamn Hot 97.
Yeah.
I was like, what's happening?
Lord.
What's going on? She's like, yo, what's good?
And over here, we have somebody who's a little late. Layla Lopez.
You know what? Tariq, I'm never really late though. It's normally Bree.
Damn! How you gonna put it on Bree? You just gonna throw Bree under the bus? Why y'all do
Layla
Bree like that?
Y'all watch my back around.
You just gonna throw Bree under the bus and try to get it off you?
Who was late the whole time we were shooting though?
That's
that
right.
Was me.
Yes,
I'll take responsibility for the shooting.
Yes,
you know.
Man. So what's been happening? What has been going on? What's happening?
I hear a feedback.
Okay,
yeah.
What is that? Okay, there we go.
Club music? Okay.
Yeah, I just got a little club music going on. Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. Some commercial thing.
Studio 54 ass music.
Hell yeah. It's aerobics music.
Jay Kerr at Tariq.
I'm the percolator.
Oh.
Lord.
Old.
I know, man.
Funny.
So what's happening, man? What y'all been doing this week?
Why are you looking at me?
Okay. I want to talk about what Layla's
doing.
Oh, yeah. Right. What were you doing, Layla?
All right. Everybody's saying, Layla, what are you doing? Okay. So I had a chance, you guys, this Sunday to go to the Kanye West Sunday service.
Wow.
So it's invite only, and it's literally just family and friends. So because my homeboy was like, oh, you win. And is it like Mace Church? Because, you know, when I lived in Atlanta, you know, Mace, I'm not knocking his church or anything, but it was open to the public.
Yeah.
And he was asking for money, which is, you know, that was his thing. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But this is completely different. It was invite only, literally friends and family. He didn't ask for a dime. Everybody was there. Kim, Chloe, the whole family. It was really cute because they had the kids singing. It was dope. It was amazing experience. It's not a cult. People are like, oh, is it a cult?
Yeah, because you see the pictures.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a cult.
Because everybody's wearing the same
thing.
Okay,
let me tell you why. See, this is where I have to clear some stuff up.
Yes.
So the only people that were dressed in robes were the choir. That's why I'm trying to tell you guys, half of the people in there is just the choir. Like, it was probably only 100 people that are just friends and family. So everybody that you guys seen in the video was literally just the choir.
Okay.
And so.
Looked like everybody had on robes.
No. Okay, when you go to a church, don't they wear choir wear robes?
That's very old traditional.
So basically, they're wearing his clothes. So instead of wearing, you know, regular robes, they're wearing his clothes, which is like, okay, marketing.
So did you have to put on a Yeezy poncho?
No. Okay, so let me clear that up. No, everybody wore what they wanted to wear.
Okay.
And it was, I thought it was, you know, I wanted to go to experience it,
right?
Because I wanted to see what it was about. Like, if you get invited to that, it's like, yeah, let me go see what's up and be nosy. And I actually really enjoyed it. I really did, despite Kanye, Coonan, and all that. I had to really separate that. Like, that's when I was like, dang, okay, I'm going to this.
So, but the music, was it church music? Was it Kanye's music?
It was
with the church innuendo?
So dope. So if anybody,
it looked like they were going off in there.
Going off. Like, I felt the spirit. They was going off.
Oh, so is that a Yeezy blouse you got on now? It looked like a Yeezy blouse. Shit.
Yes, Kanye, you know. No, but honestly, it was crazy because he got it. You know what I liked about it, though? Because I really had to separate his views from his music.
Hold on, is that a Make America Great Again hat over there, Layla Purse? Bree? She got a MAGA hat.
Okay, you know what's funny about that? Because somebody said, oh, you went to his church. And I said, okay, we had Jesse Lee Peterson in here. Yeah. Do we agree with everything Jesse Lee Peterson said? No. But his ass was up in here because we just want to see. We want to see what people had to say. And when Kanye got on stage, he said nothing. Now, if he started talking about MAGA country, I would have walked out. He literally, it was all about God. And when you go praise God, then I have, you know what I mean? That's all I was there for. I was there for the Lord. I was there for praising God. And I was there for, you know, the music.
So did they have communion instead of crackers and wine? They had butter biscuits and scissor.
He's not going to get up. He's not going to lay up on
I you. Was waiting for that, but it never happened. And, you know, he never talked up. You know what's kind of crazy?
Yeah.
He got up on stage. He said, you know, I'm not a pastor. Because really the whole thing was just all music. And what I liked, about it is that he turned real music, like, you know, he did Prince songs and he turned it into God. So like, you know how that song, like, I will die for you, you know, so it's like Jesus die for, like, he changed everything. Okay. And he had a live band. The choir director was dope. Everybody was in there. Big Sean, LA, I mean, everybody you could think of. It was pretty much just fans and family, Kim, Kanye, the kids. Everybody.
Wow.
It was dope. Like if you can go, you would want to go. Yeah. It's a dope experience.
I want to go. I actually want to go to experience
it. It's really dope. Yeah. Like, because I was really, like, kind of on the fence about, like, because, but I had to separate myself from, like, you know, Kanye and his views. But he didn't talk anything about that. It was literally just all Kanye. You know what I mean? He was very, very cool. Very, very cool. And he was chilling. So I'm like, that's the Kanye.
I want to go. Kanye, Kim, y'all invite me. I want to come sing the praises of the Yeezy Church. I want to go. I want to, because they look like they were getting it. It looked tight.
I just always wondered where y'all, because at first it started like jam sessions with just Kanye music, but then now it's changed to him doing all this gospel music. So that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. And normally I think they do it, they did it outside, but I think people were talking about noise. So this was the first time they did it inside. So, but no, it was a dope experience. Everybody's like, oh, Layla, you in a coat? You know, I was like, hell no. I just wanted to go experience it. I got invited. And I was like, okay.
Shout out to Kim and Kanye. Yeah, Kanye, and the family.
Kim is little as heck.
Really?
Little as heck.
No, she's shorter than me.
Oh, damn.
I thought she was taller than me.
That's unfortunate.
Wow. I did not know she was so tiny. I was like, dang, she's little as hell. But yeah, she was supporting her man, child.
That's what's up.
She was like, I'm here.
That's what's up. I want to go through it. Yeah. I want to check that out.
Yeah. I'm not in the cult, guys.
All right, Layla's good. Right.
You sound cult. Real guilty, y'all.
I know. She's nigga-splaining. Well, Layla get the nigga-splaining board.
Now, we know Layla, but you splaining, girl.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Said, let me get in here, come in here ready, because I know these people. And, you know, it's cool because I'm not going to lie. I was a spectator, too, at first. I was like, is he going to ask for money? Didn't ask for nothing.
They don't need no little janky donation. Yeah, they don't need that little church change. Yeah, they sitting on big paper.
Yeah.
Man, but that's what's up, man. Yeah. Shout out to them. So, Bree, what else is happening out here? Speaking of the Kardashians, you were telling me early about, well, you were listening to something early. What were you listening to? You were listening to an interview.
Yeah, I was listening to an interview. Lamar Odom was on, like, Channel 7, I feel like, talking about his new book and different things that happened in the book, and he was saying that at times at the time he was engaged, or were they ever married, him and Khloe?
Yeah,
they were married, right? They were married, right?
Yeah. Like during his marriage, he was hiding the fact that he was addicted to cocaine and sleeping with other women. And he was just like, she was like, why were you hiding that? He was like, well, you know, I don't want my wife to know that about me. He was like, you know, that's embarrassing. He was like, but I was addicted, and I would go into paranoia and threaten to kill her often.
Damn.
Yeah. So he's basically he has the right to take up for his ex-wife.
Right.
He's basically like, you know, she has every right to feel the way she feels.
And she was still cool with him after all the threats and all that stuff.
Yeah, she put up with a lot. Exactly. Yeah. And then people just like bad mouthing her because she go from man to man to man. But he was like, you know, she was really holding me down or during that time and like not putting my business in the street, even if she felt like, you know.
Yeah, because
this is what
it
looks like.
I would
exactly.
Never known. Did you hear about him and Taraji, though?
What happened with him?
You didn't hear? Oh, my Lord. He talks about it in his book about how him and Taraji P. Henson dated.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah, he said they dated. He said he even met her son.
Okay.
He said they were deeply in love. And he said that, it's crazy. He said they were deeply in love and that Sanaa Lathan used to come over his house because that's like one of her really good friends. And they used to all come over. And this is a little interesting to me, though. He said, I don't ever, no, he said, I don't think I've ever felt a connection with a black woman as deeply as I did that I did with Taraji.
Wow.
So why
what kind of coon talk is that?
Yeah, that kind of, and this is a quote.
Wow.
This is a quote. So what does that mean? Is he only dated white girls?
Yeah, basically.
Where is he from?
He's from New York.
Okay. Did he have another kid before he got
he
with?
He did. And I think they're mixed too.
Right.
They because are
the,
mixed.
The chick was, what was she? She was something. Hispanic or something? What
yeah,
was she?
She was Spanish. She wasn't black.
Okay.
She wasn't white either. She was like something else. But yeah. She definitely wasn't black.
Wow.
But yeah, he said, you know, he's never connected with a black woman, like what with Taraji.
Of, yeah, this nigga never connected like with his mama, his aunt, just women in his family.
Weird
you never
me.
Clicked.
Maybe he means romantically.
Romantically, but still, goddamn.
That's where I was.
Somebody said that to me before, and I was like, am I supposed to be impressed by that statement?
Wow.
Like, is that supposed to impress me?
Yeah, it's like.
How would you not connect with your own people? Like, exactly. I feel like I can't connect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's harder. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For me to connect with another race.
It's weird. Yeah, that it's easier for some people and harder for other people.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He said they were both really in love. And I think the reason obviously why they didn't make it is because of his drug addiction is, porn addiction is. But yeah, I never would have thought that. He said they were secretly dating for a minute.
Oh, damn.
And she met the kid and he put it all in his book. I was like, I wonder how Taraji feel about that.
I want to see what's going on with this damn book. Now, have y'all ever dated a dude who had a little secret drug problem that y'all later found out about?
Drinking.
Okay, that's different.
No, this guy, no, he was drunk though.
Okay.
Because I didn't know it. Because I remember one morning, I always tell my mom this story. Because I was like, I really like him, but I don't know. Because we were living together, and one morning, it was 8 o'clock in the morning, he had a glass and he had ice in the cup and it was filled. I thought it was water, it was pure clear.
Yeah.
And I walked by and I smelled it. I was like, what is that? And it was pure vodka.
God, in the morning?
Shit, in the ice? Freaking
that
morning.
Said, fuck a mimosa. I'm getting the real deal.
I was like, okay, that was my cue. And I used to call my homegirls like, I don't know if I can do this. Because I said, in 10 years, I can see him just being a drunk. That was my thing. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Wow.
So I broke up with him for that. And I didn't want to judge. But I'm like, yo, I can't be with nobody.
And then you pushed him in the arms to Barney. Now he's with Barney.
He would not let that go, y'all. If y'all know, yeah.
All your stories gonna go right back to Barney's ass. That's the funniest thing ever.
Bree, you never had that? Nothing? Damn, no type of alcohol problem or nothing?
No, if they did have alcohol issues. Alcohol.
Alcohol. The ghetto is damn hell. Alcohol.
Medea.
It was something, yeah, it was something I saw in. Up front, it wasn't nothing like just sprung on me. So,
How about you, Tyreek?
I ain't never dated no secret crackhead chick.
No, yeah, me either.
Yeah, I don't even like chicks who smoke. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah, so anything yeah. doing with a pipe or anything, I wouldn't even. I bounce when I see a gateway drug. Well, that brownie looks a little funny. You eating, bitch? We ain't gonna make it.
So damn petty.
Gateway.
Old man that has.
Hell yeah.
That brownie looks a little funny.
I'd be like them old folks. Are you on that stuff? They scared to say what
it is. Smoking that hoofah? You smoking that shit?
You was on that narcotic?
Oh,
God. But anyway, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Oh, my God. So Jada Pinkett.
What's Jada do?
She was on her Red Table Talk, and she was talking about how she was just, I don't know who admits this, but I think this is great. She said she was just a mean person. She said she's done some very unloving things to people that she loves because
Jada
of
said
fear.
This?
Yeah, because of fear. She said, anytime you try to love on a deep level, you'll come up against vicious face of fear. Do you find that to
she
be true?
She said fear and love are fraternal twins. So the Red Table Talk was about blocks in your life that keep you from truly being in love or falling in love with somebody. And that she did make that point, but then also making a point saying that love and fear is synonymous, meaning like when you deeply love somebody, you have all of these fears of opening yourself up to them fully. And so a lot of ego comes into play. And then if you find yourself on the other side of the relationship instead of you guys in one together.
Wait, explain that a little more.
When you deeply, deeply love somebody, have you ever been deeply, deeply in love with somebody?
Yes.
Like,
Not often, because I don't be doing all that.
And so did they deeply, deeply love you back? Like, did you feel the love back from them?
Yep.
Yeah, that poses a, it causes fear in people, because you don't know when you're deeply in love with somebody. Sometimes that is not reciprocated the same way.
Oh,
the,
I see, the other person
can't express to you that your way of deeply loving them.
Right.
So you got, it get lost in translation. That's what she was saying. Basically.
You know what I think? I had this conversation too. Okay, so I feel like different people like show love in different ways. Like I have a friend and she said, oh, you know, I love this guy, but I show him through sex. And then I have another friend. She's like, I show him through affection, like rubbing, or I show him through buying him something. Yeah. So everybody shows love in like different ways. And I think you have to be compatible on how you show love. Cause then it's like, you don't know if the person loves you. Some people shut down and they don't show you. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
It was a very interesting topic.
I've always wondered, what exactly was her relationship with Tupac? She's always been very vague about it.
Very vague.
So
they was together, I think.
Yeah, I don't. She's been so vague, and they
she
always
loved him.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, yeah, it was like something.
Yeah,
and he loved her. I mean, he said it. He's like, Jada is my heart. I mean, I love her. It's real deep with her. But
right,
Will act like that too, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but with them, it's like nobody
ever.
You don't know exactly how deep it went. Hmm. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
And so somebody is supposed to be got the rights to do another documentary, a 4-part series documentary on Tupac.
Hmm.
Kind of like, what was that one? It was on hip hop with Dr. Dre and what's the name of it? I gotta find it, but. It was like everybody, the response to them getting the rights to do another documentary about Tupac is like, we've had 1,000. What other way can you tell the story?
Right.
Besides going back and telling what the hell went on with him and Jada? Because everybody seemed to keep skimming over that part.
Yeah.
That something part happened. Of his life is always really like, touch and go.
Yeah, they need to touch on, like, the movie. I didn't like the Tupac movie because basically the movie was about, everybody knew all the information that was in the movie. It wasn't nothing new. It was basically a headline movie. Everything that you saw in the headlines about Tupac, it was in the movie. Mm-hmm. So we didn't want to see that. We wanted to see some, you know, some stuff we didn't know. Like with the NWA movie, there was a lot of stuff in there that we didn't know. Very good. That's one of my favorite movies, Straight Outta Compton. We want to see stuff that we didn't know.
Right.
A lot of the behind the scenes. Like even the New Edition movie, that was excellent.
The
TV show. There was a whole bunch of stuff like Ricky being on the pipe. Nobody knew that. Like, damn.
I never knew that.
Yeah, stuff like that, you know. So if they do another Tupac thing, it has to be information that we don't know.
I think Jada should do it.
That
would be dope.
But she would be vague.
Yeah,
she's
gonna be too vague. Still. Yeah.
Why vague though?
I mean, because they were clicked in.
And I feel like does she speak so vaguely on their situation to not to like discredit her and Will?
Right. Yeah.
That's the kind of energy I get. It's always like, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but they were years apart, right?
It wasn't that long ago because Tupac died in 96, right?
And she was with Will for 20 years, right?
Yeah, so I think she was with Will
like right after.
Maybe
it was a fight. Him and Will had a fight.
Go to hell.
He caught Jada in bed with Will.
No, Lord. But I wouldn't want Jada to do it. They're too close for her to be able to do something like that.
Did y'all see that Aladdin movie by any chance?
The who?
Will's new movie, The Aladdin.
Oh, yeah, I saw it this weekend. I saw it with all my damn kids. They running around the theater dancing.
My son loved it. That's how I went.
The kids
loved
it.
Wasn't it pretty good, though?
It was a beautiful movie.
I didn't even think it was going to be that good for some reason.
I knew it was going to be good. Yeah, the way they're promoting that. Yeah. Will was very funny in the movie.
He's funny.
Yeah, the special effects were excellent in that movie. Yeah. So if you have kids, definitely take your kids to see Aladdin. Very good movie. The kids are going to love it. I got to see Pets 2. That's coming out.
Pets 2?
Yeah.
Oh, my son going to see that. I was like, dude, he going to torture me.
Yeah.
Go see the kid movies with the kids.
I wanted to see Aladdin, though, but Pets 2?
Pets was good.
Yeah, that's very
Pets
good.
Pets 1 was good?
Yes. Yeah, Kevin Hart and
that one. Which one you thought I was talking
about? Okay, I thought you meant for the Love of Dogs one. You didn't see, did you see that?
The Life of Dogs.
Yeah, that's what I thought y'all was talking about. That was like,
I don't know about that.
It's
one.
Like a dog ran away and everybody's like, oh,
oh no, no, no,
like,
those,
find him. And,
no, no, I hate those live action movies with dogs and you
and
know.
The most of the movie is about the dog.
The dog and the dog talking. Hey, Bob, where's my owner? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that's what I thought it was. Okay. Your mom.
No, no, I see. No, it's the cartoon. It's the animated one. Yeah, okay. So anyway, Bree, what else is happening out here?
I don't know if you guys have heard, but Ms. Jordan Woods has unveiled her new athleisure collection.
Athleisure? Like it's athletic mixed with leisure?
Yes.
Oh, that's goddamn creative.
This is gym clothes that you can wear outside.
Athleisure. Yeah. Oh, okay. Do it, Jordan. Get it, girl.
The collection is called Second Nature. And it means something that comes natural to you. Oh, girl, with your meanings and stuff.
Yes, indeed.
But her brand aims to include like size inclusive, street styles, active wear that you can translate from the gym to the streets. And you know, a lot of brands are doing this now. So this is a no brainer actually. But a lot of her pieces are very classic, very, like staple pieces that you need in your closet anyway. Solid colors, blacks, grays, whites, very Kardashian like. Which I'm kind of surprised neither one of them have done a clothing line yet. Like they did the store, it was like dash pieces.
I thought they
in the
had
store.
A Sears collection or something.
Oh, they did.
Remember
they
the Kardashians?
Kylie and Kendall did.
It was
did.
A Kardashian Sears collection, but it wasn't nothing major.
Yeah, you know I'm here for it. She got some cute pieces.
She blew
some
up
stuff
after
that
cheating.
Yeah,
but you know that's how it go in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. You get a scandal and work.
Look what
that
happened to Kim? Yeah. Her whole family are billionaires as family because she had sex with Ray J.
Yep,
I was just thinking about that, and when I was at Kanye's church, I was thinking that too. I was like, okay, so I feel he's not a pastor yet, but I feel like that's the direction he's going in. And then Kim with the lawyer thing, and I'm like, isn't that crazy? That he was a rapper and she was basically kind of a porn star somewhat, you know what I mean?
And ended up a pastor and a lawyer.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, she also told him, I'm not gonna be your average first lady, so I don't know what you want.
Damn, you dig?
But hey.
Did I tell you he talked about his mental illness up there?
Well, what did he say?
His what?
He talked about his mental illness.
Yeah, she tried to
scare
him.
Yeah. I forgot. What did
he say?
No,
what'd
he
say
just
about
got
it?
Up there and he was like, you know what, when I was, you know, in the hospital, he was like, they kept feeding me drugs and more painkillers and more whatever. He said, but they never fed me God. And he really talked about that. And he was like, that's what I really, really needed to heal me. And he was saying, you know, that's how he, you know, stopped taking all that medication because he went to God and stuff like that. But yeah, I thought that was interesting that he even talked about his mental illness up there. I was like, okay. That's
go cool. ahead. Pastor Kanye.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Do we have to go like and get ordained? To or you could just like,
you know, her mother is
whose mother is
Kim's mother. She's an ordained pastor.
Yeah, I'm ordained. I'm an ordained
pastor.
He is
too.
Yeah,
what is going on in the world? Yeah. How did y'all become ordained pastors?
Yeah, you're gonna fill out paperwork and all that stuff.
What you gotta
do, Tariq? Basically,
he said, shit. You a cousin pastor?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I know, I'm a cousin. Yeah, I did it because when I was going over to Africa, I wanted to, you know, be able to use that to help folks out over there. You know, I have an official title. You know, so legally, I can do funerals.
You can marry people.
I can marry people.
Would you
yes.
marry me, Tariq? That would yes. be funny.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute.
Emmanuel Lewis, you know the number. Let's get this wedding going on.
Oh, that would be funny if Tariq really married me.
Yeah, so
because he gonna be
play too much.
Yeah, he played too much. Exactly.
No, y'all just wouldn't take me seriously because I'd be sitting there because y'all know I'd be thinking, "Why you about to get this nigga bag?" You know, I don't know why you're marrying him.
Okay, we take it for highest bid for Tariq to
marry you off. Now you're gonna be get all kind of emails. Tariq will marry you guys. Wouldn't that be dope? If Tariq was,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I never. Why you be hiding secrets? He said I'll be.
But
secretive.
Didn't Chris Jenner?
She married somebody.
She ordained a marriage or something.
Tariq be
keeping secrets. I'm about to get y'all married. They be over here catching sugar daddies. Let's talk about some of y'all sugar daddies y'all catch.
We don't have no sugar daddies.
Bree.
We don't have it.
Bree got a sugar
Bree
daddy.
Bree got a sugar daddy.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do. You yes. come
here yeah,
all,
you were gloating
of,
about
first
it.
First of all,
uh-oh, uh-oh.
If I had
here's
a sugar
nigga
daddy.
Explain it. Here's the nigga explain it
if
out.
If
okay,
I had a sugar
go.
Daddy, y'all fucking it up right now. He don't need to know he the sugar daddy. Damn.
Is he older?
I don't have a sugar daddy.
You ain't got no sugar daddy.
You ain't got no sugar daddy.
I
don't.
Y'all will know when I have one. I'm gonna be rolling in this bitch.
I seen a few in the church the other day. I wasn't
trying
to. Oh, damn. I was joking. I did, but I was like, just, you know, I ain't here for that.
We were trying to catch a
beacon. I ain't here for that. Like, I'm not here for this, guys. I did see some stuff. I was like, I ain't here for this, though.
Man, man, man. Well, anyway, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Okay. Y'all heard about Meek Mill? He's suing the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, is he suing them?
Yeah, yeah. Now he is.
Okay, yeah, I saw that video. Yeah,
he went into the Cosmopolitan. It was a club inside. They told him it was to capacity. He's like, cool, it's full, whatever. So he's like, I'm gonna go eat in a restaurant. And they said, when he got to the restaurant, like, you got to leave. He was like, why? And they really didn't have
they
a
didn't
valid,
tell him. Yeah, they couldn't
no
tell
valid
him.
Reason. Like, first they denied him for the club. Okay, that was made up. And yeah. Then restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah, they said it was an incident that happened earlier, and then it went from that to we at capacity.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, come on now with the bullshit.
But they are racist, and I get the racist vibe for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I've actually been in that hotel, and the funny thing about the Cosmopolitan, and this was a couple years ago, so I don't know if it's the same, but I know when I was in there, I felt like there was a lot of pimps and hoe stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
A lot, especially in that hotel. Like, yeah. I went to other hotels, but when I was in there, I was like, oh, yeah, it's going down.
Tao denied me entry.
Oh, damn.
Because I had a dress with my hips out. My hips were out on my dress.
At Tao?
At they going to Tao.
I've seen all. Yeah, I didn't see
because you weren't the right color. Yeah. You weren't a Kardashian.
Nigga, Tao, they be in there damn near naked.
Night.
Yeah. Oh, word?
Kim and, not Kim, Khloe and Courtney were there that night. And they had on the even more butt naked stuff. And I'm like, my hips were out in my dress. And you.
Wow.
I was like, I want to spit in that security guard's face. But I was like, you know, let me walk
But did, like. Was that the dress? I'm asking if you had on sweats or something.
It wasn't that. It's
that's
just,
crazy.
It was a dress.
That's, they use their, they disguise their racism behind dress codes. They always do stuff like that. They always
do
that.
Yeah, Vegas does give me the racist. I get, you know, they always look, even if you got money, like it don't even matter.
Don't
me too.
Yeah, because everybody got money.
So you don't even give a damn about us.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. Man. Damn, Layla, crazy. What else is happening out here?
What's going on? Oops.
Well, Bree, let's go to Bree.
Yeah,
let's go to Bree.
Did y'all hear about Drake's dad getting a new TV show?
Yeah, I heard about that.
No.
What's his dad going to do?
Instagram got him a new show called Fame and Family.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Dennis.
He's going to be interviewing the parents of superstars.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a nice concept.
It is.
That's a nice concept. Okay.
And a couple of his first guests were Master P, Dion Cole. And it's crazy because, first of all, Dion Cole, he's the parents of what?
I know.
Superstar. I don't know.
He's a comedian from Chicago.
Yeah.
Very funny.
He's on Blackish.
Okay.
Real funny dude. Master P, of course. Yeah. But he's excited. He said he's excited about his project and it's going to be fantastic. Mm. And Drake hit him up and said, Dad, that's the best thing you've ever done. He's very excited for his dad. Yeah.
And what network is it going to be on?
I don't see what network.
But I would like to see it though.
Yeah. I wondered.
I seen Drake's daddy too one time. He was Beverly Hills. I was rolling by, and he was with some lady. He looked like he dressed like a pimp all the time.
Yeah, he dressed real pimpers. Yeah.
And it was funny because I was walking by. I was like, "Hey, Drake, daddy!" And he started laughing.
Hey, Drake. Just forget that his name is Dennis.
Hey, Drake, daddy.
Hey, Drake, daddy.
Whoa.
He was happy. Like oh yeah, I'm getting some little fame going on.
I mean,
and where was
why
this?
Why not?
It was in Beverly Hills. He was at you know that restaurant called Villa Blanca. What's her name from Housewives? It's her little restaurant. It was the Beverly Hills Housewives restaurant. But yeah, he's coming out of there.
And what was the name of the restaurant?
Villa Blanca. Villa Blanca.
Okay.
Yeah, in Beverly Hills. And he was coming out, and I was like, hey, Drake Daddy. I did it on purpose. Just for a junkie started laughing.
Layla was choosing Drake's daddy.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, it's
sugar
about what
daddy.
You said. She was choosing Drake's daddy.
It's
about,
sugar daddy alert.
Yes, indeed.
We
he
should do that.
Put some of that mustache on your ass.
Oh,
he got that old school mustache like the Whispers. Yeah, them old school brothers, them big, thick fucking mustaches, man. Them Steve Harvey, all those dudes.
I'm still trying to wonder what the hell happened to Steve Harvey.
Yeah, man. They start dropping him from a lot of his joints, man. Mm. So.
Nobody's saying anything.
Yeah, man. So it is what it is.
Weird, man.
Anyway, Layla, what else is happening out here?
So they're actually building a wall, a privately funded wall, near El Paso, Texas. And the crazy part about it is they're just gathering funds, and nobody even knows who this private fund is. Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
it's crazy. So yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, okay, that's real random and red. Just gonna stop there.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is. And they said as long as people keep chipping in the money, they're gonna continue to build this wall.
And where is it?
It's in the border, Mexico and El Paso, Texas. So I thought that was kind of strange, but they said it's a privately funded organization. They don't know who's
Texas
putting in this money.
Sounds, if that makes sense. Nothing but Republican. And Texas is a Republican state, right?
They're claiming for trafficking reasons, but you know. But they can get the money together to put the wall up, but they can't get the money to shut up, Tariq. I already see you. I already see you. He's so ignorant. Ignorant. I got an idea, guys, too. I want to tell you about
it. But somebody has to say something about that wall.
The wall is going to keep Bree's Mexican sugar daddy out.
The wall is going to keep Bree's Mexican sugar daddy. You know, how you know Bree got a Mexican sugar daddy?
Leave Bree. All right, where you at?
What's his name? El Chapo's brother.
Some taco.
You know what? That would be a good, if we had like guys call up.
Yeah.
That wanted to be like Bree's sugar daddy.
Oh, Lord.
And they, and they have to like, you know, court her over the phone.
No.
Like,
hell,
hey, Bree.
No. Lord, no.
I would do this for you, girl.
And that's all they're going to do is say what they're going to do. And nobody going to do nothing. So.
Lord.
That's not. How about they call you?
Exactly. Bree, what else is happening out here?
So, over the weekend, one of the Migos sisters got married. So, all of the Migos were attending the wedding. Mr. Quavo and Saweetie. You guys know who Saweetie is? The female rapper.
Yes,
and so Quavo and Saweetie are dating, and they showed way too much PDA at someone else's wedding, apparently.
Oh, ooh. Damn.
So Saweetie caught the bouquet. Apparently Quavo caught the garter, and they had their own little situation. Like, he put the garter on her leg and went up under the dress and took it off.
Oh, damn.
She also had on a white dress.
I've seen that and I was like, wait, are they really getting married?
It was a lot going on for it to be someone else's wedding, because a lot of course the videos that were released were of them, but it just looked like it was their shit. But so I'm like, I feel a ways, because it just looked like they were existing in their happiness. So is it wrong to be happy in front of people at somebody else's stuff? Like,
are they being celebratory, or are they taking all the spotlight and kind of putting it on themselves?
Because
a lot of folks are looking at it from that perspective.
I feel like it was a little bit of both. Of course, they're celebrating because it's their sister, you know.
But they're not famous, though, see? And they are. So people are going to pay more attention to the famous people. They don't know who the hell these people are.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? But then that's what I'm saying. Like, if they are a couple and they together and they are genuinely happy as hell, does it come off like...
Yeah, genuinely calm your ass down at my wedding.
Do it come off as like, is it an issue because I'm happy?
Yeah, because like that's supposed to be your day, Brie. Could you imagine being at your wedding and freaking, I don't know, Tariq shows up and everybody's like,
yeah.
Oh, Tariq, get up and get an autograph.
That's what's going to happen anyway. You can't calm your celebrity because you in a normal place or a normal setting. It's going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like.
But they weren't calming it down. See, now,
if they were
just sitting there and people would come over to them, that's not their fault.
Yeah, they are. Why you can't be there and have a good time with your man or your girl? I don't know. I'm on both sides, though. I feel both sides.
Man. Yeah, my day is going to be about me.
Imagine you getting married. It's your day, and you know somebody come and all the the spotlight and the cameras are all on them. You wouldn't want that,
especially she had on a white dress, and of course he was in the wedding, so he was like tuxed out. It was a bad look, but. You can't be mad at nobody for being happy. They just look happy to me.
They do.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
She kind of reminds me of a Cardi B. Like her vibe, like they look like they like the
they
same.
They like that type of shit.
Little same chick.
And speaking of Cardi, didn't she have to cancel some dates, some tour dates, because she was getting surgery or something, right? What's going on with that? Or she was healing? What was the deal with that?
Yeah, she had lipo done or something?
Yeah, she had lipo done, and she just never took the time to sit her ass down and heal. And her doctors forced her. And she was basically even saying when she was going to different concerts, she was like, y'all, I can't shake too much because my lipo gonna mess up, y'all. And I can't be doing all that. You know. But it's crazy because, like, she does have she looks good, but it is a lot of fake stuff going on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's her boobs, her stomach, her. And I just feel at some point, that's just scary because you don't know in 10, 20 years was good, you know, because this stuff hasn't been out that long.
She's just going to keep doing this shit, though. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm just so scared of that. Is there anything you would do to your... I don't know if I would do anything. I'm too scary for surgery, unless it's a health reason.
Yeah.
You know, unless I'm about to die from a health reason. It's like...
Yeah, it's like, what would you...
I wouldn't want to do anything.
Because you can just eat right and work out.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't have any titties, but you know, I mean, I'm used to it.
So you would be scared to get titties?
I always wanted them. I was going to get them. But then I always chickened out.
Oh, damn.
If somebody told you, I'm giving you $10,000 right now to go
somebody,
get your titties,
somebody was going to do that.
And you still chicken out?
Yeah, still chicken. No, back in Atlanta, somebody was going to do that. Damn. They were going to pay for it. And I was like, I can't. I was too scary.
Even right now, you still wouldn't do it?
I'm actually more scarier now than, you know, when you're young, you're a little more
feelings. Somebody paid for me to get a reduction, I've tried to holler at Drake. He said he don't pay for no reductions. But
you tried to holler at Drake?
No, it's a part of, it's a line of his song.
Oh, I'm like, I mean, he's reachable. You
please come get your friend. No, but yeah, somebody put the bill up for the reduct. It's going down.
Man.
Where you on? Why would you want
by reduct? Chickening out, that means Layla's sugar daddy didn't come through with the money.
So
he
damn,
real boisterous is a, today. We got a whole lot to say.
Damn, is a bot.
Okay,
is a bot said your sugar daddy didn't come through with the money.
No, he is that true? Through. I just took it and paid rent.
Okay,
but for 3 months.
Layla took the money and flipped it.
You're like, where them titties at though? Right. I'm like, what happened? What?
I just got the niggas playing it.
Oh, we ain't taking no calls, Tariq.
Yeah, we'll take a call. Let's take a couple. Let's take a couple of calls real quick. That means Layla ran out of stories. Layla ran out of stories.
No, it's somebody. I have a feeling that there's a sugar daddy on the other end.
Lord.
That may want to.
Oh, y'all heard about the Claremont twin sugar daddy? She opening up about the one that died.
Oh, damn.
See? Sugar daddy calling.
Lord, I heard something about that. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq? This is Coco Doe calling from Atlanta by way of from Houston originally.
Coco Doe, what's on your mind, brother? Say hi to the ladies first. Say hi to the ladies first.
Hey, what's up, Bree? What's up, Layla? How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's up, Isn't
Coco?
Bot?
Coco, that's not like a sugar daddy.
Yes.
Hey,
yeah.
I got a marriage question for you guys. Hope you can help me out here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So me and my wife, we've been married for about 3 years. I love my wife very much. She's very beautiful. Looks good. But just like when she goes to bed, you know, she throws on the head wrap, the big t-shirt sometimes. And then to make it worse, she throws on like a facial cleansing mask, like a green mask.
Oh, Lord.
Sometimes. So, like, that's kind of bothering me.
Uh-oh.
And I don't want to, like, I don't know how to, like, bring it up to her, like, saying, like, I want to go to bed with my wife who looks somewhat decent. Because, like, that just kills the mood. I'm not really trying to be that thirsty to try to have sex with my wife looking like, you know, looking like that. So, how do I bring that up to her that can she, like, you know, make it somewhat sexy when she goes to bed and not just whatever she wants to throw on at night.
What do you expect? Nigga, your name is Coco.
Okay, Isambot, shut up.
Okay.
But,
he on a roll. On a roll.
Did she start off
yeah,
did like she... this or was she going to bed sexy at first and just switched?
Yeah. Yeah, she started off going to bed sexy and I guess she just kind of got comfortable. And so now it's like she just throws on whatever, and it's like really bothering me, but she doesn't seem to really, it's not bothering her.
Bruh,
I don't think she's doing it intentionally to piss me off, but
bruh, listen
to
kind
of get on my
you
nerves.
You ain't getting around that. All women put that bullshit on, man. The thing is, niggas you be with your lady, then you look at TV and videos, and everybody's all dolled used up and glammed up, and you start thinking the grass is somehow greener. All those chicks you see on TV and Instagram and all that stuff at night, when they take all that shit off, they got on green masks like. And bonnets and pimples
but,
and hair
defense,
on their lips.
Though, in his
go
defense,
ahead,
though,
go ahead.
In his defense, though, we all do it, but every now and then, I'm with you. You got to get sexy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Got to throw on the heels, man. You got to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And
not
Coco,
every night. Now.
Right. Coco, though, how long y'all been together, you and your lady? How long y'all been together?
We've been together for about 10 years. We've
oh,
been married
yeah.
for three.
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
It's been a long time.
She's comfortable.
She's comfortable. She's and, that's so, and let's be real, my brother. Coco, let's be real. Niggas ain't going to bed looking like Fabio either, motherfuckers. You
yeah,
got
you
on
look?
Your holy t-shirt, your pajamas with the stains.
Okay.
Ashy fucking feet.
You got abs. You got abs.
So, you know, beer
I mean,
stains.
I'm saying like once a week, though.
You
at least once a week, can she get cute for me? I mean, is that too much to ask for?
No, okay. But then
no,
that
no,
should
it's
be
not,
very. That should be very easy for you to articulate to her if you only asking every now and then.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah,
just say, hey,
it's
babe,
like
you know,
you're not putting her down. You're not saying nothing bad. You're just like, can we spice it up a little bit or can you do this? But then also, you should probably spice it up and take her somewhere different. Like, y'all ain't always got to go to bed at home. Go spend a night out at a hotel or something somewhere and make it.
Do some push-ups.
Right. Because do y'all have kids, Coco? Motivation. Y'all got kids?
No kids. I mean, we just came out of town. We went to Austin for the weekend, and we had a nice hotel, and she did the same shit. Like, I'm like, damn, we're out of town. You still got the headscarf and the green tea mask on at night? Like,
you never told her? Wait, you never told her, though? You never was like, hey, babe, could you take off the mask?
Can she put that on after y'all do
after
the do?
You
can just let her know that.
What did she
say? I can probably tell her, hey, can you put all that shit on after, you know, we get busy?
Yeah. Oh, I have an idea. You can put a bag over her head.
No,
put it
there like
that. Tell her to bend over.
Lord. What is Layla into? Layla, what the fuck are you into?
Real raunchy shit that she don't try to talk about.
I just said put
about.
A paper bag over it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. You trying to kill her.
Yeah, just tell her to put all that on after you do your thing. Don't listen to Layla's ass. Layla going to have you catch a case.
All right,
man, but thank you for the call, brother. Lord.
All right, appreciate it.
What the hell is Layla into over here?
No, because I remember my grandmother used to say.
Lord. Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute, everybody.
God damn. Shit. All right. One more call. What's up? Who's calling?
What up, though? This is Max from the East Side. What's the deal?
What's up, brother? How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's the deal, ladies? I see Layla over there looking real. You know what I'm saying? You deal with
my man. Okay. Shoot that shot, bro.
Okay.
Shoot that shot.
First name.
First name basis, you think?
My man.
God, that was funny.
My man. So what's on your mind, bro?
Hey, I got a quick question, right?
Go ahead.
All right, look. Say you single and you talking to somebody and she married though, but she separated. Do you think that's cool? That's acceptable?
Yeah, she separated, you know, and she's cooperating and choosing up. I mean, you know, make sure her relationship ain't nothing that's going to be dangerous to you. But yeah.
Look, no, it ain't. But look though, say she stay in the same house with him.
Okay.
Dang.
No. I've seen them. No. Don't go for that at all. It. Women, hell no. When women pull that shit, no. Damn what she claim. I already know. They do that shit all the time. We separated, but we still stay together. We in different rooms, though. Yeah. No.
All this crazy shit.
Don't even play with that right there.
Hey, but look.
Go ahead.
I wanted to knock that down since high school.
Yeah, I know. You've been waiting on it for a minute, and just let that go, man. Don't listen to her. Dangle that carrot in front of you. That's a carrot she's dangling just to keep you around, just in case things go left. You dig? But yeah, thanks. She's back with. She's with her dude.
Don't
get in that, man. But thank you for the call, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Have y'all had a situation with a dude when he was like, yeah, we and my wife, we ain't together, but we live together. We just roommates. And niggas ever try that game on you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I didn't talk to him no more.
Mm-hmm.
Actually.
Uh-oh.
That's funny. Your friend had a situation like that. I didn't want to say that. But this guy that Bree hooked me up with one time on a blind date.
Yes.
We went out on a date. Oh, and then this is a funny thing.
This sure is.
You know he woke himself back up, right?
Oh, yes.
He woke himself back up. But yeah.
What happened?
We got to talk. Oh, you talked to him? Okay, yeah. So...
I gotta hear this.
No, so basically, like a while back, Bria hooked me up on like a little blind date,
mm-hmm.
and he was like really into me, and he was like kept wanting to go out on the dates, and then finally he hit me with this long ass novel text, like, yeah, because like when we were talking and stuff on the date, he did say, you know, right now, you know, I do live with my ex. I'm moving out very soon.
Oh Lord,
you know, I'm moving out with soon. Then like a month later, he's like, so Layla. We back together. I was like, oh no. I said, you know what? You know what? Good luck with that. Blah blah blah. Now they must be back broken up or something because he texted me again. After like 4 months, Tariq texted me again.
Oh damn.
I haven't heard from him. Blah blah blah. I guess he went back with the girl. Now he texted me again talking about when we gonna go out.
Hilarious.
When you free.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
It might be in your interest to.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I was responding. We'll talk. Okay.
Mm.
But he's, I th- we were vibing.
Yeah,
he's good, hella he's cool. Dude. Like, he's a good dude.
He
that's
just
why,
was in a situation he couldn't immediately get out of.
And I was kind of like, damn, he was cool. That's jacked up because, you know, he went back to her. And I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sometimes you got to tie up those loose ends, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come back to haunt you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's consistent.
That's what's up. Hilarious.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess yes.
So that's your question. So anyway, let's get ready to get up out of here, family. What are y'all doing this weekend?
I'm going back to Kanye. No, I'm sure. I don't know. I'm just going to the Kanye church. The cult. No, it's just not a cult. I don't know. Actually, I'm going to, I don't know what I'm doing this weekend. Actually, you know, everything just pops up randomly for me. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you got to come to this day party at Le Jardin on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm there then. Let's do it. Oh, wait. Damn. Are you hosting it?
My sister is having a birthday party there.
Oh, okay. I'm there.
So y'all gonna have a crack?
Ooh.
That's the first place we got Tariq to come outside to was Le Jardin, y'all.
Oh, is that? Tariq, you gotta come.
Where is that?
The first club we went to with your cousin.
Oh, the only club we ever went to.
I love that club because I went back again after that and had a ball too.
Yeah,
it's just a dope club. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
He ain't going.
Please, Lord.
He going nowhere. Okay.
He's like, he's in the house.
What is your damn Instagram, Layla?
At Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
And Miss Bree with the blue hair that you fondling over here.
Oh,
what's your gram?
Purple
dear?
To blue.
Yes.
I'm at Bree.ARIER, BRI.ARIER.
Yes, indeed. And I'm at Tariq Elite on the gram. People are like, we need another Ism Road show. We do. We need to go somewhere else.
Everybody's asking.
Yes, we do need to go somewhere.
You know what else, Tariq? Could we do something? I have an idea. But seriously, really quickly. I think it would be dope if we did like little skits, like little funny YouTube skits. All of us. And like little scenarios, you know how they be doing on there? We could have some really funny scenarios. Somebody gave me the suggestion. I was like, that would be dope. People would love
Especially with Tariq.
That's what I'm saying.
Funny as hell. Well, they know you funny as hell.
Like, you should be a stand-up comedian.
Funny
y'all
as
asses
hell.
Are funny.
No, y'all are fucking hilarious.
Fucking Cold Duck and Egyptian Musk. He the funniest man.
Oh, can we do a Cold Duck and Egyptian Musk?
Yes!
Skit?
Yes! That's the first one.
That's the first skit on YouTube, y'all.
Hilarious.
It's about to go down.
So
viral.
We
got to
see
down.
What we can do.
Do some skits, yes.
Yes, yes.
That'd be funny.
All right, y'all. Y'all hit me up at Tariq Elite on the gram, at Tariq Nasheed on Twitter. I will holler at you guys next week. We'll holler. Peace.
Could you get some cold?